A different sort of car concern across the country, illegal street racing. Putting the pedal to the metal is often glorified on the big screen, but in reality, street racing can be deadly, killing dozens of people every year. It's become such a problem in one particular Texas town that a professional track is welcoming would-be race, or I should say drag racers, in an effort to keep the danger off the public roadways.
It's not NASCAR. And it's definitely not Indy. But these races at the Texas Motor Speedway may be much more important.
We're trying to get people off the streets from doing this illegally.
And with good reason. Just last week, a teen died in a drag racing accident in Fort Worth. Across the country, about 30 people die each year in racing accidents. So officials at the Texas Motor Speedway came up with a plan. Open this racetrack to everyone.
It's an eighth of a mile, so we try to pair them up to where my PT Cruiser isn't racing a stock, you know, Mustang, Shelby Cobra.
So far, the event's been a huge success with about 125 drivers each week. Drivers pay to play just $20.
Just the burning out of just not having to worry about the cops and everything's safe.
Fastest I've ever been so far in the 8th mile was a 6-1 at 114 mile an hour.
Chad Marcus admits he's done illegal drag racing before, but says it's not worth the possible jail time. Or worse.
There, wrecked a car, hurt somebody. It's not worth it.
Here, fire crews are standing by just in case.
You know, most drag strips are a quarter of a mile, so you can get going a whole lot faster than you can here. Not that these cars aren't going 100 plus miles an hour when they get to the end, but I think it just gets back to, you know, everybody's got a little bit of hot rod in them, and, you know, that's the appeal.
In Fort Worth, Chris Gutierrez, Fox News.